present.
Yes.
Sorry to bother you, but I wanted to check up on an item. You know, you talked to me about Walter Heller.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that he had resigned as of November 1st. Is that right?
15th, I think he said.
The 15th?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the reason I mentioned it is that I thought I'd get in touch with him tonight before I left.
Yeah.
And I just wondered under what, whether or not he was still as chairman of the council, or whether he had quit and a substitute had been made for him.
No, as I believe it to be, not quite clear, but I think he has selected a man for membership on the council that will succeed him.
I see.
Gardner Ashley,
yes.
As chairman.
Yeah.
Then there'll be another man who is now on the staff.
Yeah.
That will go to the place of the council.
Yes, sir.
Now, I think outside of McNamara and Rush, he's been the most valuable from our standpoint.
Yes, sir.
For about three reasons. One, what he says and does, he does it in a way that's pleasing and acceptable and has rapport with me,
yeah.
Which is not an easy thing. The second thing is his troika is made up of the Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury and all these economists over there that
yeah.
He's ahead of. And they have to agree on policies, and he actually doesn't have the power of those policies. Those powers are exercised by Federal Reserve and Treasury. They can sell their bonds,
yeah.
And they can set the interest rate.
Yeah.
But he does exercise the power that he doesn't have through the president.
Yeah.
By going around promoting meetings and telling the president what's going on and saying, I think this ought to happen. Three, on the general economic front, he is pro-business and pro-labor.
Yeah.
And he's not addicted to either, and he doesn't have the slightest hesitancy in being critical of either.
Yes.
For instance, if they want to raise steel prices, he tells you a month ahead of time that you ought to do this and that. Or if Ruther's trying to get too much out of the UAW, he says so.
Yeah.
So either as continuing as chairman or being the top assistant to the president.
Yeah, let me ask you this. You know, his problem was not only the health of his wife,
yeah.
But he just plain ran out of that income, you know.
That's right.
And now, of course, with the salary increase, that could be modified.
We give him the highest anybody in the government yeah. draws that we're allowed to. And I don't know what it is, but if Ralph Dungan was there, he could tell you. But my guess, it's around 29 or 30
yeah.
compared to 20 or 21.
I know that I thought that if he were off by the this time in November, that you could maybe get him on a consultant basis for a couple of months and then bring him back in.
Well, he says he's in Paris or London now.
Yeah.
On some kind of a meeting.
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't hesitate for you to call him. Just say that it's just a real blow to us starting off. He says that he'll be available on call.
Yes.
Anytime. The only point I want to make is like McNamara being available on call.
Yeah.
This guy is there every day, and I have found in the year I've been there that I'd rate him one of the... I just rate him along in the league with the others, particularly on the front that's so terribly important to us.
Well,
he's been right on prices. He's kept them stable. He's been right on interest. He's been right on labor.
Yeah.
He's been right with the businessman. He's with the other economic advisor he gets along. Martin doesn't agree with him at all.
Yeah.
But he still prevailed.
Yeah.
And well, the Federal Reserve would have already had half a dozen times different policies, in my judgment, except for him.
Uh-huh. And well, I'll get to work on him right away. I tell you, I thought that, just to make sure that we followed through, you know, that Max is his lawyer.
Yeah.
And I thought that I'd share this with Max and urge
yeah.
him to keep on top of him while I was away.
I think that would be good. I think he could appeal to him from the state pride, from your pride, from his own future, from the country's own future, to stay there and help this thing go right. And I would I don't think he can really have anything higher in government, but if there is, I wouldn't hesitate to consider him for it.
Well, I know that. I understand.
I have.
All right.
He's just going on his merit, as far as I'm concerned. I have no other... nobody's ever recommended him to me.
No, I know that. I know that. Well, he'd, the best arrangement, of course, would be for him to stay right where he is.
That's right. That would be it. Tell him we'll promote the other council members or something else, or find something for him. And we just feel insecure without him, and we just need him, and just think it's terrible, and see if he can't work it out some way. And then if we can't, why, then we'll just make him available as much as he can be.
Very good. Very good. All right, I've called a couple of our friends up here now, and I'll finish up those calls tonight.
I enjoyed being with you.
Well, it was a great trip, Mr. President. I enjoyed it immensely.
Okay.
Bye now.